Hello and welcome to Press TV's Debate. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. To be bombed in your sleep, there's nothing American about that. This is according to U.S. Senator Rand Paul talking about the U.S.'s drone attacks that are taking place in several Muslim countries. Well, whether it is American or not, the reality is that it is happening and civilians are being killed. And now even the possibility of Americans being targeted on American soil has been mulled over. Stay with us on this debate as we look at the new American-style war, drones going wild.
The U.S. government's targeted killing policy has sparked a hot debate in America. Democratic lawmaker Rand Paul of Kentucky has staged long speeches to thwart plans by the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama to kill U.S. citizens on American soil if the necessity arises.
When I asked the president, can you kill an American on American soil, it should have been an easy answer. The president says, I haven't killed anyone yet. He goes on to say, and I have no intention of killing Americans, but I might. Is that enough?
Paul also slammed Obama's pick for the CIA, his chief counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, the architect of the drone policy, who's also known as Dr. Drone.
I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak.
The Democratic lawmaker went on to question the very basis for using drones against individuals. Proponents of the targeted killing policy argue using drones is essential as it's the only way to take out, quote, an enemy hell-bent on destroying America. Brennan, who's also notorious for overseeing torture techniques at the CIA under the Bush administration, has claimed the drone's sole aim is to save lives.
We only take such actions as a last resort to save lives when there's no other alternative to taking an action that's going to mitigate that threat.
All over the world, wherever people are demanding justice and fighting for things people want, like peace, jobs, democracy, and equality, the CIA goes in to defend the interests of Wall Street, to assassinate, to murder. It's no surprise that John Brennan, who's kind of engineered it with this drone policy, which leads to thousands of innocent people being killed, it's no surprise that he's been put at the top of the CIA.
The U.S. drone policy has long caused concern among advocates of human rights. But rights defenders have become even more worried after the U.S. Air Force announced it will no longer report its drone attacks in Afghanistan. Washington has widely used drones against other nations, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. The U.S. has come under fire from the U.N. for being, quote, the number one user of drones for targeted killings. American officials claim the drones target extremists, but many of the victims have turned out to be civilians.
The drone flew over the place again and struck the building as my son was standing nearby. He was injured and later died. 12 other people were also killed, and I was close to them. They were all civilians.
The drone controversy and a range of other policies, including America's foreign-based secret prisons and rendition program, are seen as gross violations of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The controversial programs have even raised eyebrows among Washington's closest allies, with European Parliament members warning the U.S. drone policy puts global stability and international order at risk.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program, former American intelligence linguist, Mr. Scott Ricard out of Florida, and former U.S. diplomat out of London, George Labrankis. Thank you so much for both of you being with us. Let's take it to Florida and start it off. Well, Mr. Ricard, Senator Rand Paul said that being bombed in your sleep is not the American way. Your take, is it the American way as we're seeing the U.S. using more and more drones in many more countries?
Well, it's certainly the American way outside of the United States. Rand Paul's grandstanding was nothing more than just noise to gain attention, in my opinion, for his potential presidency bid in 2016. Obviously, John Brennan was unfortunately approved as the director of the CIA. This is a long-standing push for folks that are committing crimes and war crimes as Americans that are continuously promoted and no one's held accountable. John Brennan is by far one of the largest war criminals in the history of the United States, And to have this guy even considered for the office of director of CIA is just a complete an embarrassment for the United States of America. Now, for Rand Paul, you know, obviously this guy is playing both sides of the fence. He's trying to become a Republican, and he's actually just another tool for all the lobbyists, the Zionist lobbies and all of the war lobbies and the banking lobbies that basically run the United States government. So I look at this situation as the status quo, unfortunately, in the United States. And the drone program is just yet another program of unwarranted and illegal murder around the world. As I've said many times, the Americans have murdered over 25 million people in the last half century. You know, we are killing 500,000 people a year around the world. So this is a tremendously poor move for the United States to continue to allow these kind of people in these positions.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll have some kind of movement here in the United States that will start rising up against these type of tyrannical leaders that we have.
All right. Well, let me turn to London and get Mr. Lambrakis in on this. Your take on the drone warfare. How dangerous, in your perspective, is this type of warfare when you cannot differentiate many times who is friend or foe?
Well, when you say you can't differentiate, that's jumping to the wrong conclusion, isn't it? Because you're assuming that someone who attacks a person that you see as a foe doesn't know that he's a foe. Of course you can differentiate. These are not just random attacks. They are very specifically targeted, and you might send a missile instead, or you might send helicopters or airplanes, but frankly, a drone does a lot less damage and is much more targeted. And when the United States is being attacked and ideas are being plotted about American attacking Americans around the world, you have to look where these people are who are doing this plotting. And if they are in places like Somalia, Yemen, or parts of Afghanistan and parts of Pakistan, which you've mentioned, which are parts where the government cannot stop them from going out and attacking Americans, somebody has to stop them. And
okay,
the Americans,
let me just jump in here,
try,
Mr.
The way the Americans are doing it
said,
is that, well, let me finish my statement.
Well, okay. I want to elaborate on what you said and go back to, you know, whatever you want to say, because you basically said that you can differentiate. According to a Wall Street Journal article, as well as a Columbia University study, it says the majority of the U.S. drone strikes are signature attacks, and it means that they are targeting people that they don't even know who they are, but when they gather in groups, they are targeted. And we do know that many civilians have been killed. So how can you say that automatically they are being differentiated?
Well, if they are not being differentiated, I agree that would be bad. In any war, if you kill the wrong people, that's bad. And nobody should be defending that. But my understanding is, and the understanding of the government is, the understanding of Brennan, who is being called an international criminal, I should remind you that Americans, like the secretaries of state in the past, Kissinger among others, anybody involved in war is seen as a criminal. And in a democracy, you will always find some people who see the world that way. But frankly, you are in a situation where you are trying to keep people from attacking the United States. The local government can't do that.
Okay.
So you have to find a way of doing it for the government, and that's what's happening.
All right. What about that, Mr. Ricard? Basically, that there's no choice, that the local government can't control. It has to be done in order to stop them from attacking the United States.
Well, Mr. Lambrowski comes from a long line of propagandists for the State Department. This gentleman spent his entire career basically writing and drafting materials for the State Department that were falsely reporting around the world, but supporting the American agenda. I mean, we're looking at an environment where obviously there's many, many people being murdered by Americans, and we've been attacked. And by the way, those attacks were actually planned and orchestrated within American soil, the last attacks. Most of those Saudi citizens were actually operating on American soil for over a year. So, you know, a lot of these guys that talk about the terror and the horrible things that are going on in the world, they're very minute compared to the volume of American activity around the world. American activity around the world is by far 10 times, if not 1,000 times, more than any other country and most countries combined. So this is not a legitimate debate when you're actually looking into the roots of what we're talking about. The roots of what we're talking about are a country that is dependent on a military infrastructure for its economy, a country that's dependent on its financial control of the American dollar around the world. We have gone after countries, country after country, and by using drone strikes, obviously they are not targeted against individuals. These drone strikes go after groups of people, just like you described, and they're a violation of the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention doesn't even allow you to use heavy weaponry and artillery against individuals. These guys aren't even armed some of the times that they're being assassinated. So these are absolute war crimes. They're absolutely inhumane. This is one of the biggest human rights violators. And Kissinger's one to begin with. Operation Condor in South America. They're currently holding trials down there, and they want Kissinger to actually speak in those trials and to talk about his involvement in Operation Condor, which he was involved. And facts are that Operation Condor was murdering people not only in South America but also on American soil.
Okay.
So these are situations that Mr. Lambrosky is very familiar with. They're things that have been covered up for decades. He's a master at covering things up.
All right, let me get Mr. Lambrosky back in on this discussion. Mr. Lambrosky, in countries like Afghanistan, in Pakistan, when talking to many of the civilians in these areas that these drone attacks have occurred, they are extremely fearful of going to weddings or going to funerals. They are afraid of being attacked. They are afraid of being killed. What gives the United States the right to instill this type of fear in these people in their own country?
Well, what can I say? You have picked out a situation where sometimes people are afraid because they might even have contact with people who have been plotting. I don't know what specific things you're talking about because I'm afraid you are making assumptions here, and the previous speaker is also making assumptions that somehow everything the U.S. government does is wrong, and perhaps in a democracy we can allow that. There's no problem if you don't like your government. By all means, attack it, and then eventually try to change it if you can. But the point that you are making, that I was making, is quite simple. It's that the United States is going to try to protect itself. And if it cannot, if it does not wish to invade another country, if there's no reason to invade the other country, you try to pick off these leaders when you find them. Now, if there is mistaken identity on many occasions, fine. And certainly, efforts should be made to make sure of the identities of these people, not simply, as you say, attack anybody, any group. But nobody's proven that they attack any group. These are assumptions that are being made in order to attack a program which is turning out to be very effective, and the leaders of the Al-Qaeda and other groups around the world that have been freely allowed to plot and to send people on various attacks are having real trouble now because they can't be secure where they thought they would be, where they hide themselves, and nobody can get at them because the local governments aren't in a position to go after them.
Okay, well, let me read.
It's quite simple.
We have Facebook comments. I want to read one of our comments by one of our viewers, Mr. Daniel Doran. He says, what I want to know, well, let's take a look at it.
What I want to know is if a foreign country wanted to kill one of their own who currently lived in the USA, would the US government allow the foreign power to send one of their drones to assassinate this target? I very much doubt it. Therefore, it makes the U.S. drone assassinations in foreign lands illegal and should be stopped.
He says basically, if this happened, Mr. Ricard, if the same thing would happen in the United States, how would the United States react to someone assassinating a foreign power coming with drones and assassinating someone on American soil? And it says, I very much doubt that they would want it. Therefore, it makes the U.S. drone assassinations in foreign lands illegal and should be stopped. Your take on that comment, sir?
Well, obviously, that's absolutely correct. I mean, it is Hippocratic. It is unbelievable that the Americans can continue to act illegally and operate illegally, attacking and murdering in other countries. And if anyone even tries anything like that in this country, even if, you know, look at the Shah of Iran, that was a great example. We were harboring a criminal that they were asking for, and that's why they took the hostages in Iran. So, I mean, the facts are is that we do not play by the same rules that we hold the rest of the world accountable for, and we are the victors, we are the destroyers. We have continued that model. You know, this gentleman has been involved with the guys like Dean Rusk. I mean, Richard Helms. This has been going on for over half a century, and he was at the roots of some of these problems after World War II. Dean Rusk was responsible for starting the Korean War. So, I mean, there were 2.5 million people killed in the Korean War. And that's why I say, there's just multiple military incursions around the world, endless propagation of war.
And, okay, and let me get Mr. LeBrock
back
in on this.
Can I answer your question?
Go ahead.
Because I'm afraid that Scott is talking off the top of his head. He doesn't really know very much about me, but apart from that, to answer your question, the United States is not in a position where somebody else is going to run its law and order. The Americans can take care of someone. If someone is trying to attack and if there is a criminal, the American system can take care of it. As the Attorney General of the United States stated just the other day before the U.S. Congress, we only use them when we cannot capture the person or cannot do something to keep that person from attacking someone where he shouldn't be. And this, drone system is only used in situations where people who are after the United States are getting away with it and are hiding out, as Bin Laden did for many years. And we see that if the local government cannot do something about it, somebody else has to do something about it. And you don't necessarily, and I don't think the local government would want you to be invading the United States. I think a lot of this stuff that I've just been hearing from the previous speaker, all right, he may be angry at a lot of things that he thinks the American government has done wrong. That's his right as a citizen of the United States or in any other democratic situation. But to call the former Shah a criminal and just write it off like that is simply saying that the propaganda that calls a previous ruler of a large country like Iran, a friendly country to the United States,
put in place by
a country which has had a revolution since then, that whoever was running it before was a criminal, just because a revolutionary regime calls him that way, doesn't make it that way.
Well, let me get back, Mr. LeBrock. I want to get back to the actual discussion. What Mr. Ricard had talked about was that when I had asked that question about the differences between, for example, if someone would do the same thing on American soil, is there a difference, though, in the way the United States views the value of lives, if the person is an Afghani or if they're Pakistani or Somalian, compared to an American? Is there a difference in the life and the value from their perspective? Staying in London.
Are you asking me still?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I don't think there is. And I have served in countries. I will tell you, I served in Lebanon, where one of the leaders, Jumblatt, who has died since, made a statement very strongly. He said, it's amazing how much more value the West puts on human life than the East does. Well, that was his point of view. And from that point of view, I'm happy to believe it. It is true that human rights are very much a part of the way Americans look on the world. The previous speaker undoubtedly has some feeling for human rights. I think that might even be motivating some of the extreme things he's saying, calling everybody a criminal whom he doesn't agree with. That doesn't make them a criminal. Human rights are important, and yes, we do believe that human beings are the same, whether they're in the West or in the East or in the middle.
What about that, Mr. Ricard? Your perspective on that. If we look at Iraq, we look at Iraq after U.S. invasion, we're talking about millions of Iraqis being killed, and that's just one country. Does the United States value human rights, and is the life of an Iraqi or an Afghani or whomever, for example, Somalian, do they value it the same as an American life?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous to say that Americans value human rights 100%. I mean, it's obviously there are groups and there are great things that the American does. You know, to say that I'm angry and I'm hateful and I'm anti-American, it's calling somebody like a conspiracy theorist. They constantly go after and belittle people that are critical of some horrific wrongdoings of the United States. And these horrific wrongdoings, unfortunately, they are war crimes, and people are never held accountable. When you win a war, you are not held accountable for your war crimes. And we have been winning wars over and over again for the last century. Now, these are incredibly, incredibly murderous wars, and most of our victims are extremely poorly armed. I mean, most of the time they're being armed sometimes in the past by the Soviets, which is the communist empire that Mr. Lombroski came out of fighting. That was one of Dean Rusk's major focus, was to be a combat against the communist empire. Now, at this point, Americans manufacture most of the weapons around the world. We're the largest manufacturer. Most of the firearm weapons are manufactured here in the United States.
I'm almost out of time, but are you saying basically, for example, you said that the United States has been the victor in these wars. So is it the one who is victorious who basically determines who is, for example, the war criminal or not? Because there are many people around the world that would right now, they believe very much that, for example, someone like George W. Bush or even Barack Obama actually are war criminals, Tony Blair,
absolutely,
and the list goes
absolutely
on. However,
absolutely,
these were the so-called victors in the war.
Absolutely. There's every time, you know, wars. I mean, the students in America grew up on a book called the Encyclopedia Britannica. It wasn't the Encyclopedia Americanica. These were books that were made for us to learn and basically learn the way that the history was going to be written for the victor. And what we've learned, we've all been fooled. And unfortunately, this guy Lombroski continues to believe what he was taught. And he's living in his own Disneyland, like I said on the last time that we had a debate. This poor guy believes what he's actually learned over the years, and he's never seen behind the curtain.
Okay.
He's actually worked with the people behind the curtain to continue to fool the people on the other side.
I'm so sorry, but we are out of time. I appreciate both of you being with us. So sorry. Mr. Scott Ricard out of Florida, former American intelligence linguist, and former U.S. diplomat, George Lombroski out of London. Thank you both for being with us. And viewers, thank you so much for being with us. And make sure you join us right here, same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzia Hashemi signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thanks so much and goodbye.